Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about honor and honor. You'll see what I mean as I read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, where we read, "Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far be it from me, for those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed." In the days when Samuel was born to Hannah, the high priest in the land of Israel was a man named Eli. And in some ways, Eli was a good high priest, but he had at least one great failing. He overlooked the terrible sins of his sons, who were also priests. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12 says that the sons of Eli did not know the Lord, that they were not right in their relationship with God. Now, this was evident from the way that they lived their lives. They stole from God and from God's people. They intimidated God's people when they came to worship and to offer sacrifice upon God's altar. They made people hate coming to the tabernacle and to the altar for their sacrifices. They were also sexually immoral with the women who served at the tabernacle. It was a terrible situation, and Eli, the high priest and father of those boys, did nothing to correct or discipline them. He didn't do it to them as his sons or as priests of Israel. Now, this was a serious enough failing on Eli's part that God sent an anonymous man of God to speak as a prophet of warning and of judgment to Eli. The prophet boldly spoke strong words against the high priest. Through this man of God, the Lord said to Eli, "I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever, but now," the Lord says. You see, God here promised that the priestly line would not stay with Eli and his descendants, but would pass to another line of descendants from Aaron. This was fulfilled many years later, in the time of King Solomon. Abiathar, who was from Eli's family, was deposed as high priest and replaced with Zadok, who was from another family. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 27 reads, "So Solomon removed Abiathar from being priest to the Lord that he might fulfill the word of the Lord, which he spoke concerning the house of Eli at Shiloh." You see, God did not remove the priesthood from the family of Aaron immediately, but he did remove it from the family of Eli, one of Aaron's descendants. Now, God did all this under a principle that we read about in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. Here's the principle. "For those who honor me," and again, this is the Lord speaking, "for those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed." Eli's failure to obey God and to guard the priesthood of Israel actually showed that in some ways he despised the Lord and the service of the tabernacle. If Eli had truly honored God, then God would have honored him. Now, in the 20th century, Eric Liddell was one of Britain's great athletes, and later he gave up his life for Jesus on the mission field. In 1924, he was to run for Britain in the Olympics when it was discovered that the preliminary heats of his best event, the 100-meter dash, would be run on a Sunday. Quietly but firmly, Eric Liddell refused to run. For Eric Liddell, it was simply a matter of honoring God. He decided instead to run in a race that he wasn't as good at, the 400 meters. The day of the 400 meters race, that day came and Liddell went to the starting blocks and an unknown man slipped a piece of paper in his hand with a quotation from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, "Those who honor me, I will honor." That day, Eric Liddell set a world record in the 400 meter, and of course he won the gold medal. Friends, it's true. Honor God, and he'll find ways to honor you.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.